listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to Spirit of Life, our weekly service. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly. It's Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here, too.
We almost weren't here.
Yeah. Talking about that in a minute.
Yep.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, we also have several educational programs. EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts. Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers. MetaphysicsInstitute.org that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, holistic life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, and many other areas. And Thomas Francis University at tfuniversity.org, which offers standalone metaphysical courses as well as degrees. As we've been doing the last few weeks, instead of reading our principles of belief, I've been taking one principle of belief each week and talking about it a little bit more. And so I'm going to continue doing that. And I believe that we're on number 4, but I've had so much on my mind lately I can't remember. But Dr. Hunter assures me we're on number 4. So I'm going to take her word for it.
Number 4.
Anyway, these principles of belief are located on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. And principle number 4 reads, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Obviously, there's a lot in there. The gist of it is, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. We're all equal. We all come from the same place. We're all star material. We're all made up of the stuff of stars. And just because person has a particular color of skin or belief system doesn't make them lesser or greater than anyone else. And so one of the things that we as a human race need to do is put aside our penchant for tribal warfare, for judging people, for basically believing that certain ethnicities are not as good or not equal. Get rid of the racism, bigotry, the slavery, general intolerance. Because, you know, it's left a hideous stain on humanity, and it continues up to this point. And that's why ICMH Church exists. It's one of the basic principles. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. And I'm talking about the human race. Now, we all come from the same place. There's nobody who's entitled to more or less than anyone else. We're all entitled to the same amount, same things, same good things in life. And so we have to don on that attitude and check ourselves at times that we're not becoming overly judgmental of others. And I guess that's kind of a just basic, not overly judgmental, just judgmental. We don't want to be judgmental. And so we have to continually work at that to make sure that we're not adversely judging people. Because
Of course, they need to be judged like the hackers on our websites.
Yeah, that's true. But generally speaking, people are trying to do the best they can with the knowledge, experience, resources, and level of awareness they have at the moment.
Yep.
So, you know, we have to – not everybody's at the same level. So that's about the gist of it. You know, go ahead, Dr. Hunter, if you have.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say it's very hard not to be judgmental. You know, there's people who are quite malicious. They're difficult on the best of days. And some people, I just shake my head myself and wonder. And it is difficult to not feel some level of judgment. You know, and which really is quite in line with the card that I selected tonight, which is, in our Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards, number 33. is preference and principle. And I think it fits kind of right in with what we're talking about. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it's a matter of preference, yield. If it's a matter of principle, policy, or law, we stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy. You know, the problem is that, you know, it's Dr. Kelly has spent the last 3 weeks investing his energy, you know, running interference from people who just like to challenge themselves in a game of hacking, you know, and changing servers and changing stuff. And I mean, and this is a matter of principle, I think, or policy and even law. So it's not just a preference that we don't like unruly people. It sometimes these things can be, you know, really challenging. So what do we do with that? Well, we do our best. That's all we can say is we do our best. And you stand firm when it's a matter of principle, policy, or law. So whether it's in your private life or it's out there in the world, you know, we do have to step up, stand up, and, you know, make our voices heard to say some things just are not acceptable.
And that's, you know, that's such a good rule of thumb, you know, preference versus principle. It's a matter of preference, yield. It's a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. I mean, that will save us a lot of fruitless, futile, pointless arguments with others. Look, it just, pick your battles, you know. It may not be worth arguing about. So what if somebody believes a certain thing? It doesn't matter. Doesn't mean you believe it. Doesn't matter that, it doesn't mean that you agree with it if you don't say something. Now, obviously, there's always exceptions to the rule. Sometimes you got to speak up. I get it. But generally speaking in life, you know, when we argue with people, it really boils down to, you know, my belief is bigger than your belief type of thing. You know, and it may be. But not everybody's ready to accept things all the time. You know, that level of awareness again. So let's pick another card.
And okay, let's
card out there. Just let us know. We'll pick one.
Well, here's, don't you love this one? Boundaries, number 6 in the Life Leadership Paragon. Again, keep writing, keeping. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me? And that's, you know, this is really important for everybody at every level of life. Boundaries. What is and is not acceptable? If in any way you feel like you're not owning yourself, not being completely yourself, living from the inside out, I might add, not the outside in, which would imply them esteem, and we could go on and on about that. But living from the inside out, owning yourself and knowing what your boundaries are. And again, we can go back to preference and principle. If it's just a matter of, you know, we're living who we are, we're caring about our day, but if it's just a matter of preference, who cares? Because it's not about who I am, that's just what I like. So there is that difference. So we should always check in, looking at our boundaries. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, you know, of course, everything in my mind tonight, everything applies to spammers and hackers. I was talking about boundaries.
Yeah.
And for those of you, and we've got enough people now that are in the chat that have tuned in. So, you know, we have a couple of sites that were infected with spammer files. And all they were doing was just sending out thousands of spam emails from our server with our domain name on the end, you know, as if it was coming from us. And I mean, and anybody in the know knows that most of the time you get those spams, they're not coming from the person that you think they are. Somebody's been hacked, you know. And so I spent a couple of, a good week and a half on the IMHS site, metaphysicsinstitute.org, that was infected with those, and finally had to recreate the site. And that was, gosh, a good week ago or more, week and a half ago probably. And it cured the problem. I uploaded fresh files and configured it and so on and so forth. The church site was fine. It was not touched up until Sunday evening. And then all of a sudden it started happening there. So I've been dealing with that since Sunday. And I, in fact, in the whole process, the web hosts that I was with were about, they weren't helpful at all. They had no phone support, which I knew going in, but they were always real quick to take care of anything. Well, that changed. They weren't quick at all. And here I've, you know, emailed, our domains are getting blocked by different carriers because they think we're spamming people. We're not. Anyway, so I recreated the site, and in the process I switched to a new company, InMotion Hosting, which have been unbelievably incredible, great. And I switched the server over just a few days ago, in fact, Saturday night, and continuing to tweak things here and there. And I thought everything was behind us as far as the spammers, but then apparently the files were infected and they came over to the new server. And so these folks have really, they've been accessible. They've helped me. They've run scans. We've nailed, found different infected files and eliminated them and so on and so forth. But it was just too much. And so, at 9 o'clock tonight, that was an hour and 10 minutes ago, I was on the phone with tech support trying to figure out what to do, because I knew the radio program was coming up, but yet all these spams were going out and I had to fix it. So I had to, I had a choice. I either recreate the church website right now or I cancel the radio program because I have to turn the site off. So I did. I recreated the site. I had the files uploaded. I just hadn't configured them. And so I was able to do that in about 20 minutes. And I've still got some files to move over. There's some missing pictures here and there, but it's working. And so I was able to get it done before the radio program. So, you know, you probably, I don't know if anybody out there really, not probably a concern to you, but that's all I've been dealing with for 3 weeks, and it put me behind in other things too. So when it comes to boundaries and things like that, there's a lot of people who don't know what that even means. You know, they, and it's the same thing we're talking about with tolerance, you know, with, doing the right thing, doing no harm. If people would just live by that, it would save everybody in the world how many billions of dollars a year? It's got to. If people, and trillions, if you want to factor in all the military stuff we end up spending on. So it's been thing, and I've just been going right up until the moment we started here, the program. So now that I've been able to vent a little bit, I'll get off this topic and we'll move on.
But it's all relative to the things that each of us trying to get about our day, and we're facing challenges. And there's a very interesting discussion going on in the chat room right now. And Dr. Norm, who's with us again, thanks for being here. He had made a comment earlier in the chat, discussion is for learning, argumentation, arguing is to convince. And from there, the conversation has gone on to others commenting when they're trying to have a discussion. Some people just get upset and they stomp off, you know, and the different ways of having conversation. And boy, I can sure relate to that, because I don't think a question or having a discussion is necessarily in need of a boundary, except to be really intuitive about who's receiving and who's in the discussion. And this is when we can sharpen our senses. You know, Phyllis, thanks for being here tonight, Phyllis. We sure missed you these last number of weeks. Phyllis just made a comment that I have a friend who challenges everything I talk about, and I get so exhausted by the time we get off the phone. Well, you know, this is when we minimize or we tailor our conversations with people. I mean, this is why I really appreciate conversations about recipes. You know, craft things. It's just when I know that someone is kind of like that, then I deflect. I just move the conversation in a place that's going to be comfortable. But, and that's knowing our boundaries. So we just know what the boundary is going to be, even in a discussion with somebody. One of my dear late friends was very antagonistic in all conversation. And I asked him about that. And he said, well, isn't that the best way to learn? You know, he says, and I said, yeah, but you just get so angry. And he says, well, I'm not angry. I'm just, what he is contrary. And he's antagonistic. And that's the only way he could seem to learn. What I had to learn in that is to tell him, I'm not going to have that kind of conversation. It might be good for you, but this is not good for me. So we got to meet each other somewhere in the middle or we can't talk. So it's that kind of assertiveness that sometimes when you value the relationship, value the friendship, then you have to kind of come to that middle ground. Would you agree with that, Dr. Kelly?
Sure. Always. Everything you say, I agree with. I'm not even sucking up yet. Just wait till I start sucking up.
That's awesome. I'm going to pick another card here. And by the way, you know, anyone who is in our chat room tonight, if you'd like us to draw a card for you, please just make a little note of it. We're doing our best to follow the chat while we're talking and multitasking.
Phyllis wants one.
Oh, good. Well, you know what, Phyllis? Let's do that right now. I'm happy to do that.
I don't know if Zach wants one or not.
That'll be third from the left.
I'll let him post again if he wants one.
Okay, think for yourself, number 22. This one's for you, Phyllis. You know, we all know this, but sometimes we just get a little tap on the shoulder, as a little reminder. So here it is. Think for yourself, number 22 in the spirituality suit. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others, as well as outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth. Now, it may well be, Phyllis, that this, you could turn this too, of what you're talking about, your friend who's always antagonistic on the phone or gets upset. This is hers too. This is speaking from her point of view. You know, it's like she's finding things abrasive. So she has lessons to learn here also. So perhaps that little, it twigs with you a little bit or, but it really is, we're always learning to understand our own mind. Always. Because we're growing and changing, of course.
And that was thinking for yourself. Was that the face value?
It is. Think for yourself, number 22.
Michael O'Neill would like one.
Hello, Michael. Nice to have you here. All right. Zach says third.
Yeah.
But only if we've shuffled. Yes, I shuffled before the show. Michael O'Neill, this is for you, number 3 in the wild card suit. It's blocks. I really like this card, to be honest. It's a good one to remind me. So here it goes. There's a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free-falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Don't dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight is required. Remain open. Now, this is where I want to say that very often I have had my own frustrations with this, thinking that something's not moving forward enough. But there is a time when we just have to put the thought out there, and it's like the universe has to write a new script. Is kind of how I visualize it. And sometimes these things take time. Or it is that I'm only getting part of the picture. So, you know, I need to just kind of observe. So you put it out there, know when to sit back. No, it's kind of like being at an intersection. You know, there's a green, yellow, red light. So you got to pay attention to those little things. And have a leap of faith. When you feel it, go. Yeah. So I hope that's helpful, Michael.
All right, so if you're new to the program, what we're doing here is we're using our Inner Oracle self-discovery card deck as to help with promote the discussion. And so we offer that to those who are joining us in the chat if they want a card pulled for them. And these Inner Oracle cards are not tarot cards, they're self-discovery cards. They basically teach what the church teaches, and they're available in the church store at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Look for the store, you find them. They're a great self-discovery tool. They're a great tool to help you learn more about yourself, get you thinking, and that sort of thing. All right, Zach's next.
Yes, third from the left, and after the shuffle. You're going to like this one, Zach. Number 39 in the life skills suit, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own. Look for the lessons in life experience, situation, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. So that's just, you know, we know that you're always on an educational curve, Zach, and having been a teacher as well. So education is like your middle name. But this is just, you know, poking you a little bit to, you know, look inside, know when to take information in, kind of weed through it, and then get extra information. So whenever you're going forward, educate what you're doing. So I hope that kind of fits for you at the moment.
Tracy would like a card next.
Hello, Tracy. I am on it. Okay, I've got my cards fanned out here. I am over here. Reinvention. You know, this, I can very much relate to this. I've gone through reinventions in my life many times. And again, depending on, you know, what kind of transformation I've been in. And everyone does this. So sometimes again, we're just reminded. So this is for you, Tracy. Reinvention number 17. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than reinvention resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. I'm going to say it again. A personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which in turn is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they are healthy. Answer the questions. What do I call a good day? And what else in my life should be reinvented? And it's, you know, these are such really good little gems to keep in your mind. What do I call a good day? You know, what else could I do today? What else could I reinvent? And it is from that inside, that deep inside of transformation. So it's getting to know yourself in a brand new way. You know, when I went through some changes even last year, I would say to Dr. Kelly and others, I don't know who I'm going to be on the other side of this. Because we all change as a result of big changes. And I am who I am integrally, but there are some application changes that I'm still getting to know. And for you, Tracy, we know that you've been through a lot of big changes and you're doing great. So it's just keep going, keep changing, always from your center. So, anybody else?
Reinvention. Yeah, Gay would like a card, too.
Hi, Gay.
And if I missed anybody, just put it back in the chat, and we'll get to you.
Communication. Number 41, life skills suit. The most important form of communication is with the higher self, reflecting on one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively, and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication will kill any relationship. And this is the most effective method for ending an unhealthy relationship. Assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. Communication, along with trust, is one of the two most important relationship traits. So, I mean, communication. When it says in there, the lack of communication will kill any relationship, this is another one of Dr. Kelly's gems. And think about this for a minute. If you don't talk, there is nothing. It's over.
Yep.
So, even I have had relationships in my life where there's no talking. I'm in the relationship all by myself. That's what I finally realized. You know, it's like we have to watch that we're not in relationships with ourselves, thinking that it's also with other people. But equally, it's learning to communicate in the outside world and having two-way conversations. And above all else, showing an interest in other people. And hopefully that reciprocates. So communication is a constant learning. And I tell you, in this day and age where it's usually through, you know, text messaging, it's hard. It is hard, but we're learning. So that's a little, you know, just a couple of little gems in there for you, and I hope that resonates.
And Dr. Angie would like a card. She says you're on a roll.
I am kind of, aren't I? Not bad for also having the sniffles today. It's like, just came on me. Okay, I'm going to go with this one here. Dr. Angie. Paradox. I love that card. It's number one in the wild card suit. So in my little book. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a new set of ideas and a way of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. So keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking, meaning to go the other way, and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first. And of course, new perspectives are a result of that. You're discovering, you know, new perspectives. You know, life is a paradox sometimes, you know. It's we can all come at the same thing, you know, differently. And that kind of sometimes makes it a paradox too. So I hope that resonates with you at this time in your life. Just that, you know, a little reminder. We know that you know this, but it might be something going on in your life today that, oh, okay, that makes sense. So
yeah,
that's for Dr. Angie.
All right. So let's pull a card for me.
Oh, well, now that's
let's shake things up a little bit.
All right, Dr. Kelly, deliberate intent.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, in light of what you have been going through, this might just make sense. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing on your intent, like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is that you desire. It's not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Release with patience. Now, this is how I kind of see this, if I can kind of put it in a perspective. Is, you know, when we have been under fire, and because essentially, that's what, you know, you've been dealing with in this past while. And I think everyone can relate to this in some regard. When we're constantly under fire, we're on the defense. And we're so busy being on the defense because, you know, it's like you got to fix it. You got to fix this. You got to fix that. You got to fix this. Then there's a moment we can all take when we take a deep breath and say, whoa, wait a minute. Okay. I need to find my proactive moment. My moment of, this isn't working for me. I need to change the energy. And look, we're always having to do this. I am saying this again and again for everybody, who's listening in the chat room and others who might be listening in the archives. There's always a moment where we have to turn it around to say, I think I need to go on the offense here, a proactive rather than a reactive. So, it's that deliberate intent where we take that meditation moment and say, okay, that's enough. I got other things to do. We're going to go this way now. And it moves the energy. So.
Well, I think that's a good reminder. You know, I remind myself about deliberate intent fairly often, but
I know you
I've gotten away from it for the last few weeks. And And that's always a great card. I mean, it's always a great concept because we always get what we want. We always get what we focus on. But if we're always focused on what we don't have, then we're not going to get that. Or we're just getting more of what we don't have. So we focus on what we want, and eventually it comes. And thanks to Dr. Norm for his comment. He says, just remember, it takes the universe time to process all the intentions that are posted by the 7 billion humans that walk on this planet of ours. And it's true. Yeah. It takes a little time. There's always that lag time. But you continue to focus on it. And that's been the way of my life. I mean, whatever I focused on, whatever I've worked toward, I've always gotten. And I continue to do that. I don't have everything that I want to do or have not done everything I want to accomplish, but it will happen in time. And so, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of undecided whether I'm a patient man or not. Sometimes I'm patient, sometimes I'm not. And that I've always been infected with, so I want too much too soon, all my life, all my adult life. And on the one hand, it's responsible for most of my successes. On the other hand, well, it's got its drawbacks too. You know, you need to be a little more patient sometimes. And I am in my years here. I'll be 57 this month. And I am a little more patient, but I also realize that, you know, time's a wasting here. I got things I want to do, things I want to accomplish, so I want to get after it. So then that speeds me up a little. But the deliberate intent is a powerful consciousness concept. It's the way we work, and we all benefit from it if we do it.
If I can throw this in there, I think that you are exceptionally patient. And
really?
Dr. Angie made a comment in the chat just now. You're definitely patient, Dr. Kelly, and very kind. And you are. You're just not patient with yourself.
If
I can say that. That's
sure you can't say anything.
It's when you get something in your mind, you go for it. You don't think about it too long. You're really welcoming of discussion. You like to hear more points, other things that you might not have thought of. We've had lots of discussions these near past 5 years. Mm-hmm. But before I know it, you're already done it. I turn around. It's like gone. Yeah. Okay, it's done.
Well, that's another one of my core principles. How hard can it be? You know, if you're going to do it, then do it. If you're not, then don't. And don't lament over it. It's like if I've decided, no, I'm not going to do that. It's not important anymore. But you know, it's one of those things, well, you really should do it. Well, no. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. And I blame that on being, you know, older and spoiled rotten, which I am, and I like it that way. But when I see something that needs to be done, I'm after it, like TFU, like IMHS, like the church, all of that. When I decided it was time to do it, I did it. And that's what I respect in people. And that's what I want to try to teach is if you want something, go for it. Go after it. You know, and if you're not really wanting it, you're not going to continue with it. So make sure you want it. And if you want it, then go make it happen. That to me is one of the most important success attitudes that I can even bring up. If you want it, go make it happen. I don't want to hear all the reasons why you can't do it. Don't tell me those things because I won't hear them. I want to know all the reasons why you can go do it. You know, it's like, it just make it happen. You know, if people knew what I went through to make all this stuff happen, website stuff especially, and
yeah,
all
but
the other
brilliant.
Stuff.
Well, you're genius. You're brilliant.
Yeah,
you
so
are.
I don't see myself that way, but whatever.
Well, you are.
I go after it, and I make it happen, and I learn. And when I have a problem, you know, I mean, I've spent hours researching. For example, for a website fix, something's not right. I'll spend hours and hours after it until I conquer it. And I always do. I always figure it out. Sometimes it takes a while, but I do.
I think this deliberate intent, though, is a reminder. We all need that at times where it's rather than being on the defense, create an offense, rather than being reactive, being proactive. And, you know, and I think that other people might say it's kind of silly because you've been just fixing websites. But to you, that's really important. I mean, it's critical to hundreds and hundreds of students and so on. But when you get your teeth into something to figure it out. You know, you're on it. And this is just saying, okay, that part's closed. Now deliberate intent to move forward. So, but whether it's you, me, anyone out there, we all need that kind of reminder from time to time.
Yeah. The comments in the chat are very, very kind, and I appreciate them very much. And so we move on for me. And if anybody else wants a card, let us know. Did I see another one in there, or did I miss one? I don't know if I did or not. But, Fran. Did we do one for Fran?
Oh, no, we did not. I can do that right now.
I knew there was one.
This one's poking out here. Gratitude. Oh, I love that card. This one's for you, Fran. Gratitude. It's number 36 in Service to Self and Others. I'm just going to get the page, right page here. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. So it's just that, I think it's just a moment to meditate on gratitude. Sometimes we take inventory. Sometimes we say, geez, you know, I should have been kinder when somebody gave me that compliment. You know, there's many ways you can interpret that, but it's a beautiful card. Beautiful gratitude. So that one's for you.
That's good. I hope that fits, Fran, and helps and gets you thinking a little bit. So I think that was the last one. So if I happen to miss one, just post it back in there and we'll get to it. Maybe we'll pull another card or two.
One more here, or two.
All right. Go ahead.
Belief system and knowledge base, number 15. You know, this kind of fits with what you were saying about just to go do it. You know, if you got something in mind, just go do it. How hard can it be? It's a belief system that would hold you back if you don't believe you can. So this is where all the people who are listening, just kind of ponder this for a moment, what I'm going to read. We each operate life from an existing belief system. And sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. So consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within. Now, that fits when we're talking about how hard can it be. It's if we don't believe that, if we've not heard it, we've not thought about it, we've not considered, we've seen ourselves with limitations, that's a belief system. And we have to go outside that belief system to say, well, wait a minute. What we were talking earlier about a paradox, doing the 180 principle, it's like go the other way. It's saying, well, I never thought I could do that. I'm going to go do it. Now, you know, one of the things I'll tell everybody, I started it back at the gym in early January. And this week, I've had two Zumba classes. And I'll tell you, it's a good thing it's a special needs class. Because being dyslexic, too, I mean, I can just get my feet going. I can't do the upper and the lower, and then the teacher's facing me, so everything's in reverse. And it's just like, this is a comedy. But I've been so upset with myself. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And it reminds me when I took martial arts training back when I was in my 30s. And it was just, it's painful for me to get my body coordinated.
It was like 6 years ago?
Yeah, really.
And you say I'm hard on myself?
Sheesh. So here I am in Zumba class, you know, and thank God we're all little girls and some special needs. But, you know, I'm challenging myself that I'm going to get this. Because why can't I? It doesn't make sense that I can't do it. You know, it's like I've never done a Zumba class. I've never done all this group dancing thing. But it's fun. And it's fun to challenge myself about how my brain and my body are working together. So, again, it's just to go outside, a preconceived belief system that when you get to be over 60, you don't have to do that stuff. you know, and I just said, that's not true. I don't believe that. So I'm going to do it. So, you know, I'll be going to the next Zumba class. So,
wow.
It's fun.
That's great. Keep it up.
Well, again, everybody challenge yourselves. Challenge yourself to do something that is outside your belief system. That is, it doesn't matter how, look, it's, I'm just using Zumba as an example here, but it could be anything. You know, it's, we know our limitations. We do. There's certain things about technology, trust me, that Dr. Kelly does. I am incapable. I'm not capable. My brain doesn't work that way.
It's easy to do if you know how to do it.
Well, exactly. And I don't know, and I don't want to. So there, that, you know,
I don't want to either.
But you have the capacity, a natural capacity, to challenge yourself in a particular way. So this is about owning who you are, but also extending your beliefs a little further and inch them out a little at a time and say, wow, I didn't believe I could do that. I didn't know I could do that. I have learned an enormous amount of technology and computers from Dr. Kelly, but I tell you, there's a limit because my brain doesn't work that way. I am better at other things, and I'm comfortable with that. Although I do continue to learn a little at a time, but my progress in technology is very slow. My daughter tried to show me her new phone the other day with all these gadgets, and I think I went cross-eyed. So that's where I say no. Nope.
Well, you know, I do that to keep tuition low. If I had to pay somebody to do all the website stuff, man.
Oh, that's
I couldn't
true.
Afford it. It's just, there's
absolutely.
Just too much. All right, Jenny wants a card, and then we'll wrap things up.
Hi, Jenny. Nice to see you here. Evolution is yours, right here, number 18 in the existential suit. Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Now, I'm going to reread that one line. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort. But fear not. Personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, the entropy is lowered. So it's we're all evolving, so hopefully that resonates with you a little bit at this point in your life.
Forgive me, what was the face value of that one again?
Evolution number 18 in the existential suit.
Cool. All right. So we've had a good discussion tonight.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of different things and a lot of activity in the chat room, and I appreciate that. And you know, don't hesitate to let others know about it. If you think they would enjoy it, next week we'll be back with other topics. And if you have a topic you'd like to see discussed, then don't hesitate to email me, admin@icmhchurch.org, and we will talk about it. You know, we're always looking for topics, and that's one of the reasons why we went to the Inner Oracle cards is to help us with topics. I mean, we've done a lot of different topics. And when you've talked about so much, you know, it's hard to not kind of fall back into the repeating some similar things. And I hate to do that, but different people need it at different times. So I'm not opposed to redoing certain topics and getting.
You know, I would, if I can just inject a congratulations to Shauna, who's in the chat with us tonight. Thanks for being here, Shauna. Shauna has taken her time. You talk about perseverance and diligence and, you know, it's taken her a little bit of time, last 3 years, I think, and she is 4 years. She just achieved her master's. Congratulations, Shauna. Yeah. You are soon to be Dr. Shauna, and it's very exciting. But she's a perfect, you are a perfect example of what it is to persevere and extend beyond the preconceived belief systems and you know, I just can't say enough to you for all that you've done.
Yeah, absolutely. Done a good job. All right, folks, we're running out of time. We appreciate everyone joining us tonight for this live chat. Appreciate you joining us in the archive if you are. Thanks to Michael Kelly for producing the show. Thanks to everyone who's been contributing to the chat. It's very active, and it's great to see. We appreciate it, and thank you for the time. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and really live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.